Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10. This is letter number 3118. Baruch Hashem, the 18th day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. Harav HaGoyen, the Rebbe Moreinu Hillel Sheyichya Medallia. Eventually he moved to Antwerp, I'm pretty sure that after the war he lived in Antwerp, I think, after he left over there in Belgium. So the Rebbe starts off by Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says during these auspicious days of the month of Kislev, the month of redemption, it's the third month from Tishrei, when the world was created, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. There's something significant about the third month, like the month when the Torah was given is the third month from Nisan over there. But this is also the third month, but from Tishrei. The Rebbe is enclosing the booklet for the 19th day of Kislev, and the Rebbe says, for sure, you will merit the contents to the public. The Rebbe says, give over from this booklet. And the truth of the matter is, Rebbe says, all year it's the proper time for the contents of that over there. And the Rebbe says, look, our sages tell us this is across the board every time of the year. Even though the verse says, Ani Yishenu Begaluso V'Libior, which means, Ani Yishenu V'Libior. They say what it means is, well, we may be asleep in the exile, meaning we don't see too many miracles, we don't see openly we're in exile, but yet the heart, the Jewish heart, is always awake to Hashem, Torah, and Mitzvahs. So this is all year round. How much more so when we talk about these auspicious days? So when you open up through the fitting activity, you open up, you arouse a Jewish person. Even if you are able to move it like the point of a needle, Hashem opens it up like the entrance to the ulam. As explained in Chassidus, the specific doesn't just mean that there were just big doors, but it means that there were no doors at all, meaning the ulam was always open. So the heart of a person, if you give it a little bit of a shake, even like the point of a needle, it opens up like the entrance without any doors, which means they can accept us openly and get into the courtyard, get into... you have to make the effort, however, to go in. In other words, the door is open, but nobody's going to put you in there. You have to go there yourself. So you just, that's the little effort that you have to do. But once you're there, as long as you make an effort to get into the courtyard, make the effort. And then the Rebbe says, within the courtyard itself, it was on a mount, the Temple Mount, it was elevation. But there were no partitions between the courtyard of the Israelites and the section where the Kohanim, there was no separation there. It was just steps going up. Basically, the Rebbe, metaphorically, the Rebbe is saying, one can keep on going higher and higher without any interruptions. So you go from the general courtyard to the Kohen's Shul, means you come closer. What it means is, basically, the Rebbe says, you understand, the parable over here is that we can get to it and we can go, we have to go from stress, from strength to strength, but we are able to actually do that without any partition, without any blocks. The Rebbe writes here in a PS that in your last letter, you write to the secretary that the way your mikveh is used is, it seems like there is only one pit. So the way they did it was they used to collect rainwater and the people would actually immerse themselves inside the pit of the rainwater. But we don't do that today. Today, the tradition is, and Rebbe says, you must know that the tradition lately is you do two holding places of water. In other words, you do an additional pit in which you immerse sometimes they have one pit. They didn't, unlike what I said before, they don't go into the water pit themselves. They go into a place where they change the water, but they have one boiler must be next to that pit. So what happens is the rainwater connects from side by side to the other pit. But the Rebbe is saying, we make two pits today. In addition to the place, we do two. They do one on the side, and they do one on the bottom. And the Rebbe says, it's known that by a mikveh, we make an effort to fulfill most of the opinions that are possible. And the Rebbe quotes from the Tashbetz, who says that. And the Rebbe says, you do things in the most perfect way. And the Rebbe shows, let me talk about Hanukkah, and I'll show you by Hanukkah. Well, the miracle of Hanukkah that we celebrate is not done just like one opinion. We try to cover all opinions. Many authorities hold that they didn't need to have necessarily the olive oil to light the menorah, because they didn't need clean olive oil. If they had non-clean olive oil, they could have used that, because there is a law that when the whole community is not clean, then you're allowed to use even non-clean. So technically, the Rebbe is saying they didn't have to wait to get clean oil to press it to take the 8 days. They could have used, according to many authorities, the other unclean olive oil that was there. But Hashem wanted to show how the Jewish people are dear to Him, and He wanted the mitzvah to be done in the most perfect way. So Hashem wanted them to use. So He kept the miracle of Hanukkah, that the light burned for 8 days, so they don't have to use non-clean oil, which they could technically, to show that Hashem loves them, and therefore they were able to have that light burn for 8 days until they brought the new light. And that's why we also have, the Rebbe says, we find by Hanukkah that we do the most perfect ways. Like, some people just light one light every day of Hanukkah. As some people light one light, each person in the family lights one. But we'll have the best way, it says. We light each one night, we add a candle, add a light, and we have each family member do that. So we're doing it in the most perfect way, because the miracle of Hanukkah shows a special perfection. So the Rebbe shows that the same thing should be when we talk about a mikveh. It should be done in the most perfect way. So use two pits, not just one, to fulfill, I guess, all the various differences of opinion.
Rabbi, okay. I thought that the mikveh needs